Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today is the Lord's day, and we give him glory, praise, and honor because he is God all by himself, and he holds all things in his hands. Everything that we're going through right now, whether it's good or whether it's not so good. Amen. God is in control of all things. Amen. He is able to uplift us when we are in the valley and to make us even more joyous when we're on the mountaintop. That is God. Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. He came, amen, specifically to reconcile our alienated relationship back to the Father, because each and every one of us was always intended to have a relationship, a right relationship, a good relationship, amen, with the God of the universe. Glory to God. We give him honor, glory, and we give him praise on today because he is teaching us what real love is. The world tells us one thing about love, but God tells us what love really is because he is love. Glory to God. We give him praise and honor on today. Amen. He is worthy, worthy, worthy. Amen. Of all the accolades that can come forth from our mouths, and yet and still not enough. We don't even have the capacity to give him the praise. Amen. That he is worthy of. But we give him everything that we can. All that we're able, we give it to the Lord this morning because he is worthy. He is our God. He is our keeper. He's our provider. He is our strength. He's the lifter of our heads on today. The Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. In every battle, amen, that we find ourselves engaged in, the Lord is able to bring us up. He's able to bring us through. He's able to bring us out because the battle is the Lord's. Glory to God. Amen, amen. We're reading today from Acts chapters 7 and 8 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, oh God, with kindness, Lord God. We thank you for moving in the midst of us even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your power overshadowing, Lord God, the spirit of the enemy that has tried desperately, Lord God, to take away our destiny and to take away our purpose. Lord God, we give you glory today, amen, because you have come in the midst of us and defeated the enemy that has come against our purpose, Lord God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you're rising up in the midst of us, Lord God, and we're being counted among the upright, among the elect of God, because you have called us forth, Lord God, to show forth your light in the midst of darkness. You called us forth, Lord God, to speak a word and to bring those, Lord God, with heavy that are heavy laden and those whose heads are down. You called us forth, Lord God, to preach the word of deliverance, the word of reconciliation, so that they would see and know that you are God and that you have never left them, that you are always there, and you are just waiting, hallelujah, with open arms to set your children, to make them free. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory for freedom, for liberty on today, Lord God, as you give us the capacity to grasp it more and more each and every day. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the liberty that you've given. I thank you, Lord God, for freedom in your name, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for moving every obstacle and destroying every yoke of the enemy that has come against my purpose and my destiny. Lord God, and I pray for each and every one that is listening right now. Oh, Lord God, that you tear down every altar of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Those that they erected, those that were erected by, Lord God, their ancestors. Lord God, we come against the enemy down through our bloodlines, Lord God, and we close every gaping hole, Lord God, in our DNA and every door that we open ourselves inadvertently in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you might be Lord over all of our life. Oh, my God, we give you glory, God. And we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for moving in the midst of us even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for showing us what living truly is.
Father, take control of our lives. Take control of our situations. Take control of our families. Take control of our relationships, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Take control of our leaders. Take control of our country. Take control of our governments right now, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, and let your will be done. And each and every one blessed, oh God, as we go forth in the word of God on today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, like never before in the midst of your people, and help us, Lord, to be just that, a people before you, Lord God, that cries holy, Lord God, and that is obedient to your will and to your way and to your standard. Oh, Lord God, that we might live. Oh, God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We're reading from Acts. Chapter 7 and 8, to the glory of God Almighty. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Then the high priest said, Are these things so? And he said, brethren and fathers, listen. The glory of God appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. From there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell. And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession and to his descendants after him. But God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years. And the nation to whom they will be in bondage, I judge, said God. And after that, they shall come out and serve me in this place. Then he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his troubles, and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now a famine and great trouble came upon the land of Egypt and Canaan, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And the second time Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to the Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people. So Jacob went down to Egypt, and he died, he and our fathers, and they were carried back to Shechem and laid in a tomb that Abraham bought for a sum of money from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew near, God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. This was born and was well pleasing to God, and he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as his own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed and struck down the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, men and men, you are brethren, why do you wrong one another? But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, who made you a ruler and judge over us? Did you want to kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday? Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight. And as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the Lord, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not look. Then the Lord said to him, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt. This Moses, whom they rejected, saying, who made you ruler and judge, is the one God sent to be ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear. This is he who was in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers, the one who received the living oracles to give to us, whom our fathers would not obey but rejected. And in their hearts they turned back to Egypt, saying to Aaron, make us gods to go before us. As for this Moses who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And they made a calf in those days, offered sacrifices to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. Did you offer me slaughtered animals and sacrifices during 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You also took up the tabernacle of Molech and the star of your god Rephim, images which you made to worship, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed, instructing Moses to make according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling for the God of Jacob. Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers. You have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul, and they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as of yet, he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon threw the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given. He offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me." So when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, and preaching the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down to Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare this generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Peter said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. I have read, and you have heard from Acts, chapter 7 and 8, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. Amen. I praise God for the word of God on today. Amen. We see where Philip was preaching, evangelizing, amen, here and there as they were scattered, amen, because the church was being persecuted at that time. They were being imprisoned and they were killed. They were being snatched out of their houses. I praise God for the liberty that we have today in this country, that's not happening at this time. Amen. And there are different ways that the church is certainly being persecuted, but not in this manner. I praise God for the liberty that we have in him, and that we have religious freedom in this country, and we're able to name the name of Jesus freely in a manner of speaking. Amen. Though the enemy has been coming against us, and we expect that to be so in the last days, because he is pulling out all the stops, trying to make sure as many people go with him as he possibly can. But we are still speaking life and declaring Jesus is Lord, and he is the only way of salvation. We see here in the scriptures in chapter 8 of Acts, where Philip, amen, joined along with the eunuch, amen, that was traveling, as the eunuch was reading from the book of Isaiah. And he came to a portion of scripture where it says, and he was led as a sheep to the slaughter. Amen. And Philip began to declare, amen, to the eunuch about Jesus from that very moment. And the word of the Lord came forth from his mouth in such a way that the eunuch believed with the word. And he believed that Jesus was the Son of God. And he asked Philip himself, once they came into an area of water, amen, what prevents me from being baptized, amen, in the name of Jesus? Glory to God. And he was saved on that day. He received Jesus as his Lord and his Savior. He declared that Jesus is the Son of God, amen, that he is the one that came to take away the sins of the world. He went, amen, as a sheep to the slaughter, a lamb before its shearer. He was silent. He did not open his mouth, amen, but he became sin for each and every one of us who has sinned without having sinned himself. He made himself that sacrifice. Amen. We give glory and we give honor to the Lord. Amen. Because he is God. He is our salvation on today. That same Jesus that Philip declared to the eunuch, I declare to you on today that he came down through 40 and two generations, amen, to take away your sins, your shame, to take away your guilt, to take it all away, and to give you life, and more abundantly. Jesus, I declare, amen, he is Lord. I declare he is the God of salvation. And he said that whosoever shall call upon his name, amen, they shall be saved. Amen. He will come in and he will sup with you and he will fill you with the Holy Spirit, just as he did the apostles, amen, on the day of Pentecost in chapter 2 of Acts. He will do that, and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Amen. He will repair the breaches in your life. He will regenerate and revive and renew and restore, amen, things that you thought was lost forever. The Lord will give you new. There are some things he doesn't even want you to have again, but he will give you new things, amen, greater things, more things, amen. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about things that bring life in your mind, in your soul, and in your spirit. Glory to God. And yes, he will shower those other things upon you. Amen. The word lets us know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all those other things that you have need of, the Lord will automatically give it to you. Glory, 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 glory to God. I praise God, amen, for what he's doing among us. I give him glory and I give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank the Lord and we bless his name right now. Amen. God is good and he is God. He is the God of salvation. Amen. And he is beckoning for each and every one of us to come closer. He's aligning us and realigning us, establishing us and reestablishing us. Amen. All the time to come closer. Hallelujah. He's begging us. He's pushing us. He's prodding us to come closer. Let's do that. Hallelujah. Come closer to the Lord so that he can speak. Come closer so that you can hear. Come closer so that you will obey. Amen. All of us, every single one of us, every human life on this planet, amen, was always intended, amen, to be in relationship with the God of the universe. But we have an enemy out there, amen, that is trying to separate us from our inheritance, separate us from that we were always intended to have. Amen. Don't allow yourself to be fooled. Don't allow yourself to be bamboozled. There is only salvation in one, and his name is Jesus. There is no salvation in any other. You can't find love outside of Jesus. Amen. Because God is love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give him glory and we give him honor. Amen. I hope, amen, that you will continue, amen, to end this journey with me. Amen. As we continue to journey through the word of God. Amen. As we continue in a year in the word. Amen.